The fact that you're Canadians, does that play a role in this at all? I mean, in the sense that, you know, you've been listening to American propaganda your entire lives. Now you want to give some back. You want to give back to the community, so to speak.
Well, Canada's like another state of the United States. Anything that U.S. does, it pretty much happens up here. The one thing that did not happen up here, and I'm very thankful for that, our regulatory body is the CRTC. Down there, it's the FCC. But the CRTC said they will not regulate broadcasts over the Internet at all. So we can do anything we want. We can broadcast anything we want within normal legal ramifications. We can't slander people, utter
threats,
open threats, stuff like that.
Like that, yeah.
But we can say whatever we want, play whatever we want, which is a great boon to rant radio. It's kind of, on the other hand, it's not as cool as it is.
Yeah,
we're not as pirate as we are.
We're pirate, and then we have eye patches, and, you know, we have parrots, but that's about as pirate as we get. But in essence, though, in depending on the country you're in, like if you were listening to us in China, this would be an illegal broadcast. If you're listening to us in some areas of the United States, it would also be an illegal broadcast.
Yeah.
But in Europe, it's okay.
But where we're broadcasting from, it's all good, baby.
We're free to go.
Yeah, so they can't touch us.
Well, what do you think of the pirate radio people, or to use the official jargon, the LPFM people, the community-based radio, low-power FM, as the phrase goes. What do you think of them? Are they lunatics? Are they kooks? Are you guys on the same team? What's going on here?
We are all for them. We are on the same team. The more word can get on the street, the better it is. So why have one corporation owning five radio stations in the same city, which is what's happening now? They've deregulated radio stations that corporation can own as many as they want now. It used to be, I think, two or three. But one corporation can own all the radio stations eventually, and you get the same news, the same ads, and the same point of view. And the more diversity out there, the better it is, whether it's lies or real, the more opinions you get. So I am all for it.
Oh, absolutely. And it's like when General Electric bought NBC not too long ago. Back in the 80s there, we had that big nuke scare running around. Everyone was all, nuclear bombs were in the news every day. And then when General Electric bought, I think it was NBC or ABC, one of those two. Anyway, they bought
NBC. NBC.
And all of a sudden the nuke stories disappeared. Where's all the nukes gone? They're gone because General Electric is a major weapons manufacturer. So, and we have this kind of thing happening. So I think that, In answer more directly, I believe that the pirate internet radio people down in the United States, those guys are some of the most important media in North America today, because they provide a truthful counterpoint and a real expose of things that are really happening in real time.
You've been listening to part 3 of our conversation with Sean Kennedy and James O'Brien. Stay tuned for more of The Real Web,